The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 4th, 1969, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
चक्षुर्मीतं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
सो देयर इज अ प्रॉब्लम इन आवर लाइफ।
श्रीमद् भागवत सेज नूनं प्रमत्त कुरुते विकर्म जदिंद्रिय प्रीते आप्नोति न साधु मन्ने जतो आत्मनो अयम असन्नति क्लेश आसदे। हाँ, ऋषभ देव से द पीपल आर मैड आफ्टर सेंस एक्टिविटीज नूनं प्रमत्त्य। प्रमत्त मीन्स intensely intoxicated. Pra means intensely and prama matta means intoxicated. So the disease, material disease, is intensely intoxicated in the matter of sensual disease. This is material disease. Nunam pramatta kurute bikarma, and impelled by this propensity of sense gratification, they are prepared to do any kind of nonsense. Bikarma. Bikarma means what we should not do. That's like a man steals. He knows that stealing is not good, but he wants to satisfy some sense, therefore he is committing stealing also. Therefore he is mad. He knows that if I am arrested for this stealing or committing this offense, I will be punished, I may be hanged. There are so many things, but still, because he is mad after some sense gratification, he commits such sinful activity. This is practice. Nunam pravatta kuruti bikarma. Bikarma means the actions which is not have done. Why? Not just indriya pritaya asinoti. Indriya means sense, pritaya means satisfied. Simply for the satisfaction of the sense. If one is philosopher, he can understand why we should be so much busy for sense gratification. Now, we can give one example. Everyone is trying, working hard for his sense gratification. Nobody is trying. Suppose if I say that I want to satisfy my senses in this way, will you kindly work for it? Nobody will. Why I should work for it? You can work for your own satisfaction. Nobody will. So if that is the position, that I want to satisfy my senses, whether the senses are mine, that they do not know. What are the senses? The senses means this body. So if this body actually belongs to me, then, of course, there is meaning that I satisfy my senses of this body. But if we philosophically see,
whether this body belongs to me. It is very doubtful whether this body belongs to me, because I have got this body from my father and mother. So it may belong to my father and mother. Or if I am a slave, that it may belong to my master. Or even if I am not slave, because I belong to some state, this body belongs to the state, immediately the state calls, come on, you sacrifice the body in Vaitna. So, you have to do that. So in this way, if you analytically study, you will see the body does not belong to you. Then why should you be so much dexterous to satisfy this? Just try to understand. I am not interested to satisfy the senses of your body. I am interested to satisfy the senses of my body. But if this body does not belong to me, then why should he be so much expert in satisfying the senses? Therefore, they are called pramatta, intensely intoxicated. It is philosophical vision that this body does not belong to me. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesha. I am claiming this hand, my hand. But as soon as it is paralyzed, it is no more my hand. It is physician's hand or Krishna's hand or somebody's hand. In this way, we have to study. This is called philosophical vision. So Bhagavad says that they are mad after sense gratification, as a result of which he is getting different types of body. Because body does not belong to him. Just like if you pay different types of rent, you get different types of apartment. If you pay nicely, you get very good apartment in New York, in Fifth Avenue, or something like that. Or if you cannot pay, then... Similarly, we are getting this apartment body under different conditions. So we should understand that we have to get such a nice body that no more we will have to change. That should be the destination of one's progress. That they do not know. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is just to put before this bewildered human society what is the destination of this life. The destination is, everywhere in Vedic literature you will find, just like Bhagavan, Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter, Mam upeta kontiya dukkhalayam asasatam natnuvanti mahatmanas sansiddhim paramangata. The highest perfection is that one who comes to me, reaches the abode of Krishna, then he hasn't got to accept this miserable body. We do not understand that this body is miserable. Actually, anybody, either you get a princely body or a dog's body, because you have accepted a material body, therefore you have to suffer. You have to suffer. There is no excuse, because you have got American beautiful body. Sometimes I meet some American gentlemen. They are under impression that India is a starving country. Accepting that India is a starving country, that does it mean that America is a very happy country? No. That is a mistake. They simply think that because we have got enough money, therefore we are in happiness. No. If there is happiness, why the young boys and girls become hippies? No. Happiness is separate. So long you have got this material body, there is no question of happiness, either this American body or Indian body. That they do not. They are thinking that, let me get an American body, or a demigod body, or this body, that body, that body. But, Bhagavad says, Javanna Priti Mai Vasudeva Namutsati Deva Jyogi Nattava. So long one does not develop Krishna consciousness, the love of Godhead, there is no question of getting out of this entanglement of material body. There is no question. You have to accept somebody. Either you accept this body or that body. And as soon as you accept this body, material body, you have to go the threefold misery. So the scientists, the philosophers, they are not studying. What is the cause? Everyone is trying to get out of all sorts of miserable problems. But they do not know what is that problem. The problem is this body. But they had no knowledge. What is this body? How it is working? What is this soul? How it is transmigrating? They're all rascals, fools. They have no knowledge. And they are trying to make a solution of the problem. There is a story, take it for a story, that sorcerer bhetare bhut juge. If somebody is haunted by a ghost, there are some expert, chanter, who can drive away that ghost by mantra, and they usually use the master seat. They chant the mantra and he throws the master seat on the person who is ghost haunted, and the ghost is driven away. So, there is a story that the ghost entered the master. He is throwing the master, but the ghost has already entered the master. Similarly, we are trying to solve the problem, but the problem is this body. The ghost is within this body. So our Krishna consciousness moment, of course we daily discuss these things, that I am not this body and what are the problems. The common substance of our Krishna consciousness movement is that we want to go back to Krishna. There is another nature, just like you are seeing this material nature, so many stars and planets. We are very much busy studying, but we have no knowledge practically about this material world. But we get information from Vedic literature that this material world, cosmic manifestation, is only one-fourth part of the whole God's creation. So there is another nature which is called spiritual nature, and there is spiritual planets, Vaikunthas, and Krishna Loka, the highest planet. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to transfer oneself to that Krishna planet, and the process is given very easy in this age of cold and dissension and disagreement. There are so many symptoms of the fallen age, so there is no other alternative. You cannot execute the process of meditation or sacrifice or temple worship. They cannot be executed very nicely because the circumstances are different. Therefore, Kalau nastiva 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 gatirandha. Therefore, we say there is no other alternative process for getting out of this material clashes. Simply, the simple process offered by Lord Chaitanya, not Chaitanya's manufacture, it is authorized from Vedic Shastras, that we have to realize ourselves, our destination of life, mission of this human form of life, simply by this process, chanting Hare Krishna, and we initiate person for this mantra. Initiation means beginning. Not that immediately after initiation one becomes perfect. This marriage ceremony also, perhaps it is a new thing introduced, that I take part in the marriage ceremony of my disciples. Actually, I do it because I want to see them, without any anxiety. Because so long there will be anxiety, one cannot execute Krishna consciousness very nicely. So any boy or girl, naturally, especially boys, if boys, if they like, they can keep oneself brahmachari throughout celibacy life. But for girls, it is not very easy. Therefore, we have introduced this marriage ceremony. Many young boys and girls come to us. So that is recommended in Vedic. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also married, twice married. His first wife died, he married for the second time. So marriage is not against our movement. Narottam Das Thakur sings, griheva munete thako, hade uranga bulita. That is the thing. One should be Krishna conscious. We are not in our society, just like I'm sannyasi, Kirtanananda Maharaj is sannyasi. So we are renounced order. But there are many grihasthas, just like Haji, Dasa Dikari, others. So there is no such distinction that one has to take the path of the renounced order of life. What has the real essence of our life should be, how much we are Krishna conscious. So keeping this point of view, if we follow the regulative principle, then the real point is that we must be satisfied, we should not be disturbed, and execute peacefully, happily this Krishna consciousness, so that in our next life we may be transferred to Krishna Loka. We cannot go to any other planet, even within this material world, by this mechanical way. No, everyone has to prepare, because we are conditioned. We have to get out of the conditional state. Then it is possible we can transfer to any planet we like. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jānti diva bhuta devān, pitrīṁ jānti pitrīṁ bhuta, bhūtejya jānti bhūtāni, vajyāgino ki jānti māṁ. So we have to prepare where we want to go. That is real education. Either by the yogic principle or by cultivation of knowledge or by this devotional service, the whole idea is how to transfer oneself to the better condition of life.
the better, the best condition of life is to Madhyama Gatya Punarjanma. If anyone, Krishna says, if anyone comes to me, he hasn't got to come back again to take the cycle of birth and death. So the Krishna consciousness movement is to give that highest, topmost position, that no more coming to this material world, either this planet or that planet. We may go to the moon planet, but that will not solve our real problem. Real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Anywhere you go in the material planet, either by sputniks or by your tapasya, by meditation, if you abrahma bhuvana loka, even if you go to the highest planet, there the four principles of material misery are there. But if you go madhyama gatya punarjanma vidyate madhyajinavi jayanti mam, these are very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita. You try to understand what is the problem of life. So this marriage ceremony is not for sense gratification. We should always remember it is helping one another. The husband will help the wife will help the husband, so that both of them become advanced in Krishna consciousness and make their human life perfect. So there is no question of divorce. There is no question of separation. Because divorce, separation, these are meant for sense gratification. As soon as there is some lack of sense gratification, there is immediately divorce or separation. No. Here there is no such question. This new bride and bridegroom should always remember that any condition of love, they should remain together. And that will be possible if they concentrate their ideas to Krishna consciousness. Then it will be possible. Otherwise, Maya will attack in so many ways and cause disaster in so many ways. So, we are taking part in this marriage ceremony, not like ordinary marriage. It is for making progress in Krishna consciousness. You should always remember that this marriage has no separation, no divorce, lifetime. The husband will help the wife will help. There are so many things, duties of the wife, there are so many things, duty of the husband, and if they properly execute their respective duties and engage themselves simply in Krishna consciousness, their life will be very happy, not only in this life, next life also. So take this opportunity, be happy. I want to see Sarve Sukhina Bhavant. That is the basic mission. Let everyone become happy. Sarve Sukhina Bhavant. Let everyone be happy, and without being happy, nobody can execute Krishna consciousness.
Who will be initiated? You are both to be initiated.
Remember, just smaret. Smaret means remember. Whom remembers? Pundarikakam. The lotus eye, Krishna, or Vishnu. Pundarikakam. For that person, bahya means external. Abhantaram means internal, suchi, sa bahya abhantaram. Apavitra pavitrava. Apavitra means contaminated, and pavitra means liberated, without any contamination. Infected or disinfected. So in the material world, we are all infected. So this is the disinfecting process. simply remembering Krishna. Jasmare Pandarika. So this initiation is to teach how to remember always Vishnu and Krishna. This Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As soon as we hear, we immediately remember Krishna, his speech in the Bhagavad Gita, his form, his name, his quality, his pastimes, everything comes. So we have to practice that. Then we remain in always uncontaminated. And if we forget Krishna, then there is chance of, just like in the medical science, if there is some epidemic disease, they give some vaccination. I think in Los Angeles you gave me some vaccine, what is that, clues?
Yes. Hong Kong flu.
Hong Kong flu. So everyone took that vaccination. Our Haji Prabhu took me also and all that. Let us have. So there was no attack. Fortunately, there was no attack. So similarly, this world is Hong Kong flu. Maya is always ready to attack. Always. So you have to take this injection. This anti-vaccine. Hare Krishna, Ani Asi Enechi Ausadi Maya Nasi Varlagi. That song? Jiv Jada Jiv Jada. I have brought this medicine for killing this Hong Kong flu of Maya. Enechi Ausadi Maya Nasi Varlagi. Parinama Mahamantra Lavatanda. Now you check. This is the greatest contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to fight against these attacks of material influence. Everyone is subjected. Devidhi Sagnami Omadrutya. Under the three modes of material nature, people are entangled. So, to get out of this, the same proposition as I explained in the beginning, to get out of this entanglement of constant transmigrating from one body to another, so this is the mantra, simply to jasmare pandarikaka. Pandarikaka means Krishna. So if you chant Hare Krishna, you will be forced to remember this. As soon as the word Krishna is there, and the more you are practiced to this habit, then simply you will see Krishna, 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 nothing more. You will see nothing. Sarvatta spurayata arishtadim murti. As you make advance, then in tree, you will see a tree, but you will see Krishna. You will not see the form of tree. Sarvatta spurayata arishtadim murti. Because one who is conversant with the science of Krishna, he will know how his energies are working in so many ways. Therefore he will be sympathetic. That is universal vision. That is universal love. If you love Krishna, then there will be universal love. Otherwise it will be simply talks. So, jasmare pandarikakam sa vayam bandhati is always in the uncontaminated state. Non-infected state. So this is very nice. One should take it seriously. One should try to understand it seriously. Life is sala. So the meaning of this, namo apavitra pavitra vatravavatam, any condition. You don't make any condition. There is no condition, basically. Anyone can accept. Sarvavatam, any position. There are two positions, contaminated, uncontaminated. That's all. So supposing everyone is uncontaminated, then that's why the medicine is there. You make it uncontaminated. So, sarvavastangatu piva, it doesn't matter what is your position. attitude, that simply it is Krishna consciousness, your life is with Brahma. That is the initiation.